Following a traffic stop and a law enforcement officer allegedly locating nearly 17 pounds of a controlled substance inside their vehicle, two residents of the state of Florida were arrested and charged with felonies in Saline County and have court dates scheduled this upcoming week. A probable cause statement says a Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper made the traffic stop at the 67.8-mile marker on I-70 on Thursday, June 15th. The trooper talked to one of the vehicle's occupants, and the man's explanation of why they had been driving in the left lane without passing a vehicle for a few miles and their travel plans didn't make sense. During a consented search of the vehicle, the trooper reportedly found a one-pound bundle of marijuana under the driver's seat and 16 bundles of marijuana in a compartment within the trunk. Using non-certified scales, the trooper reportedly determined the marijuana weighed approximately 16.8 pounds. Online court documents state brothers Yodini Martel Hernandez and Yoeni Martel Henderson of Jacksonville each have been charged with a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance except 35 grams or less of marijuana. Bond for each man was set at $25,000 cash or surety. Each defendant is scheduled for a counsel status hearing at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, June 21st in the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. A Henry County man was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident in Benton County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as a northbound Honda Goldwing reportedly had an equipment malfunction, traveled off the roadway, vaulted over an intersection, became airborne, and ejected the driver, 61-year-old Daniel Porterfield of Clinton. Porterfield was flown by Lifelight Eagle helicopter to a hospital in Kansas City for treatment. The accident happened just after 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of Missouri Highway 7 and Route UU. A Sedalia man was killed in a traffic accident in Pettis County earlier this morning. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as 36-year-old Greg Butler reportedly lost control of his eastbound vehicle, which traveled off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree. Butler was pronounced deceased at 1:49 a.m. at the scene by Pettis County Coroner Skip Smith. The accident happened sometime before 1:49 a.m. on Green Road, 1 mile east of Route U. And nearly $1 billion in an account managed by a state elected official is waiting to be claimed by persons to whom portions of it belongs. According to a news release, State Treasurer Eric Schmidt has announced the start of the annual effort to return unclaimed properties to Missourians by publishing the names of owners in Missouri newspapers. Starting on the June 16th, the names of more than 145,000 individuals, families, and small businesses and nonprofits with unclaimed property will be printed in more than 100 publications across the state. Missouri law requires these notices be published annually in order to list the names of individuals whose unclaimed property valued at $50 or more has been turned over to the state treasurer's office in the past year. Schmidt has returned more than $13.5 million to over 50,000 account holders since taking office in January. The average unclaimed property return is around $300. Schmidt encourages all Missourians to visit www.showmemoney.com to see if you or someone you know has money waiting to be claimed free of charge. KMMO News Time is 5:35.